This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, CMRR scoping meeting scheduled for October 19 and 20. The DOE will hold two meetings next week to gain public input into what issues should be addressed in the new Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement for the Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Replacement CMRR project at Los Alamos National Laboratory. The public meetings to address the scope of the supplemental document will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, October 19, at the White Rock Town Hall in Los Alamos County, and on Wednesday, October 20, at the Cities of Gold Casino Hotel in Pohaki. The public will have the opportunity to interact with DOE staff, ask questions, and discuss what should be analyzed for in the new statement. It will replace the one completed in 2003. On October 1, DOE announced its plan to conduct a new environmental impact statement process for the CMRR nuclear facility, which opened a 30-day public comment period. Several non-governmental organizations requested an additional 30 days to provide comments, given that the scoping meetings will be held almost 3 weeks into the comment period. The organizations wrote that, quote, "Unfortunately, the comment period ends just 10 days later. We believe that is not sufficient time for the general public to research, prepare, and submit scoping comments after having the benefit of interacting with DOE officials," end quote. They also noted that another major scoping comment period is being held concurrently by the U.S. Air Force on its proposal to establish a low-altitude tactical navigation, Latin, area for Special Operation Forces at Cannon Air Force Base. The flight area would cover southern Colorado and northern New Mexico. Some of the scoping issues included the fact that the CMRR project has grown dramatically, with an estimated 50% increase in size of the physical footprint and approximately a sevenfold increase in the projected costs since the original DOE estimates in 2002. DOE has proposed several alternatives to be analyzed, including not building the nuclear facility in which plutonium triggers for nuclear weapons would be manufactured. Scott Kovac of Nuclear Watch New Mexico said, quote, "We appreciate that DOE is preparing a supplemental environmental impact statement and that two out of three of the alternatives under consideration are to not build the proposed nuclear facility. But given the amount of time and money spent on designing the facility to date, it will be difficult for DOE to consider the no-build alternatives in an unprejudiced manner. We request that in re-examining the purpose and need for the nuclear facility, DOE will find it to be the waste of money that it is," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again or to make a tax-deductible contribution to CCNS, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.